Welcome to our shortcast. This summary is from our Leaders in Consulting show episode with Dr. Stefan Sambol. And today, we're covering three highlights from the show. How OMX became the fastest growing digital consultancy in the last 6 years, how to develop a good, sustainable digital strategy, and how OMX grew 15 times in 6 years. Let's get right to it. How OMX became the fastest growing digital consultancy in the last 6 years.
Tell me about your company, OMX. What are you doing?
So, first of all, I feel very honored to be in your podcast today. And it's a great chance to tell you more about OMX, about our people, about our services. What we are doing is we're building the digital house of excellence. And we became, in the last 6 years, the fastest growing digital consultancy in Europe. And we basically focus on three things. First, we support M&A deals for leading private equity funds. Second, we develop the strategy afterwards for the digital equity story. So that spans around 3 to 5 years. And third, we take care of the whole value creation phase. And that means everything around execution. One big challenge for a lot of large mid-sized companies when it's about digital transformation. And that's the three things that we do. And we do this since 10 years and have built up plus 700 projects, worldwide coverage. So a lot of work recently.
How to develop a good, sustainable digital strategy.
When I see work on digital strategy, no, or digital execution, I believe that you are only able to develop a very good sustainable digital strategy and execution work if you really own the execution as well, especially in the digital field. What I see is when you have more like a generalist approach, that's very good for boards or maybe for very, let's say, high-level C-level people, right? But the moment you pass this material on to the leadership team or the managers of a firm or product managers, the bridge to make is actually a new project, right? Because the ideas are very, very abstract. So in our case, and that's the advantage of working with us, we are bringing in the experts already on the strategy development phase, this is very hands-on and practical. So leaders understand what steps do I need to take in the next 36 months and to achieve this revenue goals or this profitability goal. And therefore, I believe you can only develop sustainable digital strategies if you combine execution end-to-end and of course, strategy.
How OMX grew 15 times in 6 years.
Can you tell us something about your growth?
Yeah, I mean, if you look to the market, we see that our market grows with around a 20% CAGR. So the whole market that you can phrase as a digital transformation market, right? And our competitors, they are also growing between 10 and 30%. We grow three times as fast, and this over the last 5 years. COVID-19 has certainly accelerated this journey again. But in 2020, when basically all consulting firms stopped hiring, that was the moment when we really invested in more senior people and hired great talents. And that helped us very much last year to manage the huge demand for digital transformation support that we offer with OMX.
So let's stop here for a second. Can you remember when COVID hit, beginning 2020, where, as far as I know, most consultancies basically stopped hiring and thought the world will end? What did you do with your co-founders and how did you end up basically doing the absolute opposite of everyone else and put the foot on the gas and hire even more people?
I mean, at OMX, we are all entrepreneurs. So we are four founding partners, Toni Storck, Christiane Jauch, Anja Kohnhäuser, and myself. And we have always been entrepreneurs in our lives. I remember at the conference called Super Return. That's like the largest investor conference in the world in Berlin. That was in February 2020. The conference started great, like always, but then it was already the moment when more and more news started to appear around Corona, right? Around COVID. And that, of course, had huge impact on transactions and everything. So for a moment, of course, we were a bit worried. Will we be able to deliver our services? Will we be able to give good working conditions to our people? What will help? But after a very short time, we realized that the deal flow with focus on digital business models has even accelerated. And that is the core focus of our work. And suddenly we saw, I had a great project with Haniel. It was the month when they acquired Emma. It's like the huge and most successful mattress startup in the world. Now I think they grew plus 400 million euro in revenue. And the transaction was completely digital. So every interaction with management was digital. We had all data access through our digital tools. And actually, this was the way we always used to work, and maybe contrary to other consultancies. So it didn't affect us so much. We had the digital infrastructure in place. And then we said, when companies stop investing in their digital transformation, they will be wiped out very soon. So no matter how long this crisis will take, but digital transformation, everything around platforms, products, services, go-to-market, data, tech, and so on, if you start saving money there, then you really risk the viability of your business model. And we could have been wrong, but we accelerated hiring plus 60 seniors added to our team, great people from great brands. And this proved to be the right decision. But that's the entrepreneurial risk that you always carry. And we are kind of like a family-owned company, so we don't have any investors or stuff. So we decided on our own P&L and on our own opportunities. And it was a good decision at this point.
Ready for more? Listen to the full episode. Head over to sawoo.io/leaders. That's sawoo.io/leaders. See you next time.